you guys to the latest episode of In the Mix with Leah B. I am your host and your girl, Leah B. And we are finally at episode 68. Yes, I hope you guys are having an awesome weekend. Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. I hope you guys stayed safe. I know y'all was lit yesterday and whatnot. You know, I didn't do anything yesterday. I love Mexican food, so yeah, I didn't partake in any festivities yesterday at all. But I know you guys had an awesome day. Hope you guys had an awesome, you know, time and all that good stuff. And I hope you guys are having an awesome weekend and just enjoying this Saturday's. The weekend came quick, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, so let's get into the episode. So this episode is on, he was basically a one-hit wonder, because I didn't really discover him. Maybe, shoot, I don't know, was I had to be an adult, because I don't remember Homeboy at all. Because I probably would have heard his songs back in the day. His song back in the day. And this guy, his name is Mark Morrison. He was pretty much a one-hit wonder. So let's get into it. So he was born in 1972 in Hanover, Germany. I couldn't really find anything on his family, his upbringing, or anything of that nature. And he was raised in Lancaster, England. And his first official release was in the early 90s, like 93. And he had a song called Where Is Our Love? And it was released on his own private label called Joe Mayer label, and by 95, so he had a name for himself in London. So by 95, he released his debut single called Crazy. So Where Is Our Love? It was like a buzz single, and Crazy became a top 20 hit in the UK, and it was hot in the club. So the clubs ate that up. And he had another single called Let's Get Down, which entered the top 40. And that song, these two singles were followed up with by the spring of 96. Was called Return of the Mac. This song right here is when I really discovered him. I mean, his music. They didn't, I would say, well, the song itself, because they would play it all the time on like the radio and stuff. But I was most likely an adult, because I don't remember this song ever, like in high school or anything like that. But yeah, he had the song Return of the Mac. Yeah, that one. And that song became an international hit. It spent 2 weeks on the top of the UK charts, and the debut album of the same name called Return of the Mac came, and then it went multi-platinum. And it reached number 4 in the UK and sold 3 million copies worldwide. And it spun the song Crazy. The Crazy was on there. Trippin', song called Horny, Moan and Groan. Reached the UK top 10, making him the first artist in British pop history to have 5 top 10 hits from his debut album. So, as you know, the whole the song itself, the like album went did extremely well. As you know, when a person gets all this fame and whatnot and get a whole bunch of money, they don't know how to act. And that was with him. So he was basically in trouble all the time. This dude did not know how to stay out of trouble. So in 97, he went to jail. Homeboy just was acting a fool. So during that time when he was in jail, he received numerous nominations for, he had 4 Brit Award nominations, a Mercury Prize nomination, I don't know what that is, and got a MTV Europe Music Award nomination, and had it was a award called the MOBO Award. I think that is like the British version of the Grammys. I can't remember. And he gained 5 for those. And the Return of the Mac album began to climb its way up the US charts, which went to number 2. And he won in the UK, it went multi-platinum. Here in the US, the album just went platinum. That's it. And it stayed on the Billboard charts for 40 weeks, a good 40 weeks. And then he had another minor hit here in America called Moan and Groan, which was released on in the UK. And it went number 76. He performed at the Brit Awards, and that's when he released his second album called Only God Can Judge Me. It was just a 9-track EP, which had a bunch of like performances, interviews, stuff like that, and had 3 full-length songs on there called Who's the Mac, which reached number 13 in the UK. In 99, he performed at the 99 Brit Awards, where he was presented an award, and he introduced Whitney Houston, and that's when he released his announcement that he will return to music. And he had a song in the fall of 99 called Best Friend with a duet with other British artists. And the song Best Friend reached the top 40 as well. So it reached the top 40 on the British charts, and number 23 as well on the British single charts as well. And during that time, he had signed a 5-year contract, worldwide year contract with Death Row. So Suge Knight was looking at him too. And so he was basically the first, by him being signed to Death Row, he was the first and only European artist to be signed to Death Row, which in turn had, I guess, Shook had wanted to, you know, expand Death Row Records to the UK. That's when he created Death Row Records UK, which was basically an independent record label in conjunction with another music group called Ritz Music Group. And the company Ritz Music Group was known for its success for a country artist, Irish country artist named Daniel O'Donnell. Then I guess he had another, he was signed to another record label who was a soccer, the guy was a soccer player in London, England, named Kevin Campbell in 2003. So basically, Death Row, he didn't get anywhere with Death Row Records at all. And so in 2003, he had a song called Just a Man, The Backstabbers, which was a minor hit in the UK, reaching number 48. And so by the 2000s, he stopped, he didn't make any more records in the UK, I mean in the US at all. So he was still focused after Return of the Mac in the US. That's when he went back to England. So yeah, so he was still living his life in the UK in the 2000s. He was still releasing records in the UK. By 2006, he released a DVD album collection called Innocent Man in the UK, which he made another record label called Mac Life Records. I'm like, bruh, how many record labels are you gonna have, my dude? And the song Innocent Man, which featured DMX, rest in peace to DMX, was released in March of 2006. It was received pretty good, actually. And it went to number 6. I'm sorry, number 46 on the UK singles chart. And in 2007, he was featured on Cassidy's single. If you don't know who Cassidy is, look him up. He was a he's a R&B. I'm not R&B, hip hop artist. And Cassidy had a song called An Innocent Man Misunderstood from his debut album called Bars, the Barry Adrian Reese story. And it sampled, the song sampled Mark's vocals from his song Innocent Man, which went to which charted on the Billboard's charts, bubbling charts actually. And then in 2007, he had a song called Dance For Me. It was the fourth single off his album Innocent Man. And the video for it was directed by this British director named Ray K. So, so by the 2010s, he was featured on Houston rapper's Trey the Truth. He had a song on there on his album called I Am the 2.0. which had a bunch of rappers on there and whatnot. So, yeah. So, he was pretty much doing his thing by the 2010s and whatnot. And he was still making records. And, actually, in 2021, he had a song. He was featured on Chris Brown's song and called Provide. Well, it was him, Chris Brown, and it was G-Eazy single Provide, and I guess him and Chris Brown was singing the intro. And so basically it was paying homage to Return of the Mac. Also, last year, he was featured on Post Malone's and another guy's name, Sidekick, Cause it was a it was the mashup of Return of the Mac, and the song it was a mashup of this song called Cooped Up and Return of the Mac together, and it went viral on social media and whatnot. So, and actually, so his legal troubles caught up with him. So in the 90s, he doing a whole bunch of stuff. So yeah, it was a bunch of stuff that he did in the 90s, and it just caught up with him and whatnot. So yes, he's still, I guess he's still out here doing his thing and whatnot. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It's a short episode. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Next weekend's episode. And it is on Maya. So I just wanted to commemorate her 25th anniversary of her debut album. So I just decided to do a episode on her to commemorate her 25th anniversary in the business and everything. So y'all stay tuned for that episode. And if you guys want to follow the podcast on all social media, In the Mix with Leah B is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Also have a website, In the Mix with Leah B.com. If you want to donate to the podcast, you can via Spotify or Buy Me a Coffee website. All the show notes will be listed on this episode. And I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. And y'all be blessed. All right, y'all. Peace and love. Stay tuned for the next episode next week. Peace and love, y'all.